The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. It is July the 27th, 2011. I was reflecting on the fact that I have been doing this since, I don't remember what month in 1987, so that's 24 years that we've been engaged with having you be flies on the wall and participating in wonderful dialogues that we have with people. I say Second City, watch out. Here comes the Waking Up in America team. One of the things that I enjoyed when I spent time at Second City was how intelligent Second City people were. And also, I found out that their particular forte is to be politically inspired. And I realized that over the years, you know, I carried Olympic torches, I firewalked, I did all of these different things to challenge my perceptions. And also, as a fringe benefit, I have, you know, some incredibly memorable days, peak moments. I have a lot of, I'm a person that's very fortunate with a lot of peak moments in my life because I always lived to create a good story. So that's something that you should know about me. I go for happy endings. I think there's been enough sad endings in the world that came before me. So I've even written a few scripts for television and radio with varying degrees of success. And I learned that there's all of these different positions or different things that happen inside of a screenplay, including a calm period towards the middle of the play or something that's foretold that happens earlier in the play or the movie that is an indicator. And later on you go, yeah, I saw them with that earlier in the thing. There's just all of these wonderful ingredients that go into having fun and making things happen. And I have just been grumbling and grumbling and grumbling and joining republics and writing little articles and doing all kinds of stuff since I became aware of the corruption that was going on in this country. And I was a kid that grew up loving Abraham Lincoln and learning the Star Spangled Banner and creating my own Pledge of Allegiance, actually. And a note carrying the Olympic torch, these are all things that I just, my character here likes to do these things, likes to be part of ideas happening that are powerful. Sidious Altius Fortius is the conversation of the torchbearer. And Sidious Altius Fortius is swifter, higher, stronger. So I've lived my life to that. And I've moved through a lot of terrifying experiences that really could have shaped me. I was told I could be a serial killer. Isn't that cute? Probably my grandfather was, but instead I turned into a major goody two-shoes, all the way from Mariner Girl Scouts and Olympic torches and all kinds of good stuff like that. I also, as in saving my home, I managed to actually learn quite a bit of the law with the help of the Republic and some other very kind people, greatly inspired and influenced by James Timothy Turner, current president of the Republic, who was hitting the road hard, showing we the people what the actual rules to the game were. It was like somebody had spray painted all the rules in their favor, and we couldn't see them. So he started exposing them to us, and as we did, amazing things started to happen. The culmination of this whole thing is, and what I'm about, and everybody's going to tell me why I can't do what I'm going to do, but I am a peace ambassador and emissary for the Grand Republic of California, and I'm working on having that be true at a national level, too. And I've been to the Nobel Laureates Conference and World Forums for Leaders and things like that, and I plan on standing there and rattling my suit because I want help from the world in suing the federal government and all the members of Congress. I want to sue them And I want the result of the suit be that they take the money that's in the U.S. Treasury, that's dinar, that's going to be revalued, and they've gotten a really high rate for themselves. It's something like $12, $13, $14 a dinar. And then I insist through the suit that they actually pay off the national debt and even the $16 trillion they stole. I think we should put them on foot bands for the rest of their lives, maybe dangle them upside down, you know, 30 days out of the year. I'm not sure how much I want to do with that image, but what I do want you to get is we've got a lot of power here, and there's a lot that we can do, and the world is looking towards us the same way they looked towards us in 9/11. You notice during 9/11, everybody in the world wanted to help us, and then we got our diplomacy in action, and we turned that around, so they all ended up hating us. But people aren't hating us now. They love what the Republic is doing, and you've got some amazing people on this call. And there's a man that's on this call that you should be able to find out everything you want to know about him. You should be able to call his office. You should be able to do all kinds of stuff, because this man actually has technology that in other countries, such as Ecuador and China, it is touted that these technologies actually have cured cancer. Of course, you can't say that in the United States, because if you say that, then all of these drugs and things that are being pumped into you, somebody else might want a different alternative or a different point of view. And so with that, I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Robert Dowling. His website is cancercured.org. And hey, what can I tell you? Hop on over there. Obviously, your website, Dr. Dowling, must be registered in another country since you've got the D on the end of cured.
Yes, and of course, it's the favorite website of the American FDA, too. it's been that way for the past 10 years that I get a lot of action. You know, what people don't understand, there is equipment that can tell you, you know, who's visiting your site, where they're coming from, and, you know, what state they're in, what part of the world. And it's rather interesting sometimes to see, you know, how many visits you get from U.S. government. But anyway.
They're probably trying to find the things they need to take care of their mothers, okay?
It kind of goes along with the study. The Canadian study just came out where 81% of all oncologists said they would never take chemotherapy. So, you know, everybody's starting to get wise, including the doctors themselves. This stuff just doesn't work, and that's what we're all about, is trying to find a better way, which we have for most cancers. And I would like to comment on the comment that was made about the, you know, why our medical system has to be so greedy or has to be so money motivated. I've been in over 60 countries. We're the only country in the world where the medical system, where doctors make what they make, and it has nothing to do with the standard of living.
So how do you think that happened, though? I mean,
greed along with all the other greed that's gone on.
Part of what's happening, you know.
Yeah, and the greed.
Dr. Dowling.
The greed is finally taking them down.
Okay, but take a look here. You can call it greed, and I'm going to retranslate something for you so that maybe we can put our attention on the wonders. I just got myself a new puppy, okay? And that puppy, a lot of times, does not do what I want it to do. And you know what I do sometimes? I pick the puppy up by the collar, and I drag it. And I say, I'm your master. You will do what I want you to do. What I want to do here on Waking Up in America, and every member of the team can address this if they want to, is I want people to know that we know what rights we have, and we are now willing to drag somebody by the collar if that's what needs to be. And by dragging by the collar, I mean through the courts, or however that works. Because you should be able to talk about cancer being cured. You should be able to talk about Clifford Hospital. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Clifford Hospital is a 650-bed hospital in Guangzhou, China. I just came from there. I spent 2 weeks teaching them my technology, which was kind of a missing link for what they've been doing anyway. They have every known technology for cancer in the world in that one hospital, which is owned by one man, by the way. One man built that. China's a very capitalistic country. It's not what we've been led to believe. They're very, very wealthy people.
Are you friends with the one man, I hope?
Oh, yeah. In fact, he got his degree at University of Utah or somewhere, I think.
And what is his name?
with Clifford. Clifford is his first name. Clifford Pang, P-A-N-G.
Oh, very good.
And he got his medical degree when he was, I think, 63, 64, because he's an engineer. So the hospital is kind of his little pet project. It's just something he was interested in doing. He built it 20 years ago. Now he's getting ready to add another 1,000 beds to it, so make it about a 1,600-bed hospital.
Your cancer cure is actually, when you were saying that they knew all those cancer cures, but they weren't familiar with yours. Yours has a unique point of view, probably, I'm going to say an accurately unique point of view, that says that root canals and things of that nature and dead bones in the body are actually what caused cancer in the first place. And then your resolution comes from that information, right?
Yeah, basically our study that was done here is about almost a $3 million study done here in the U.S. and actually reviewed by the FDA and actually approved by the FDA. Proves pretty much that the oral pathology, whether it be root canal, which is a dead body part, or rotted material underneath old crowns, certain periodontal disease sometimes, it creates...
What is periodontal disease?
Periodontal.
Oh, periodontal. Okay, very good.
Periodontal degrees that, disease that sometimes can create anaerobic bacteria. Any space that can create anaerobic bacteria... where they can...
All of our listeners know what anaerobic is.
It's bacteria that do not need oxygen. They function in a non-oxygen environment, so they produce a very potent neurotoxin that gets into the body. So,
and a neurotoxin would be refuse that they produce, processing whatever it is they're producing?
Right, and over a period of a couple of years, once they get established in some area in the jawbone or in a root canal... Then it starts. These neurotoxins start spilling out into the body, and it inhibits the P53 and associates. Which
okay, what it stop? What is the T53?
T53 is a protein.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, associate one of the proteins that helps protect your body from making tumors.
And what is the ingredient actually to that P53? That inhibits the tumors. What is it actually doing? Is it redirecting energy, or what is it actually doing?
It's basically a protection system built into all mammals, okay? And so this is a set of proteins, P53, 21, several different proteins, that their purpose is to keep tumors from being formed.
Wow.
And they're actually in mammals. All mammals have them. So
you can suppress or you can stimulate that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, but the neurotoxins, any neurotoxins, whether it's an outside chemical or something that you've gotten into, which is pretty rare now, but the main source of neurotoxins we've found come from root canals and other oral pathology where there's a possibility of these type bacteria forming. And so with this, it makes us understand why when you go to I've been over 60 countries. When you go to these countries and you find very little cancer where there's very few dentists.
Huh.
And a remarkable story is...
That is remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I had a guy working for me out of southern Mexico. He worked for me up here in the States for several years. So eventually he decided he wanted to go home and stay home, and he... was making enough money where he built his own home, so he invited my wife and I down and asked us to bring some of my equipment to run a little clinic. So we went down, and it's in southern Mexico. It's an indigenous group. They're not even Mexicans. They're actually the Chinotec Indians, and they were very healthy people. They live way up in the mountains, and so it was about a group of about 15,000 of the three pueblos. And the president of the group asked me to come down because they were having some problems with diabetes, which they didn't have.
So are you going to tell us what you do to cure cancer, or are you just going to drive us nuts with
well, the thing is, the point I'm trying to make here, the only person in the 15,000 people that had cancer is one who some dentist had given a root canal, some patient had gone down.
Okay, but let's say that, first of all, I think it's incredibly clever of you to have figured that out.
Well, it's not just me figuring it out. This is a known fact. It's been known for years.
Okay, well, whoever figured it out, I think it's really clever.
Yeah, I kind of proved it because when thermal imaging really got good, we could actually prove it with thermal imaging.
But then after you proved it, do you then repair or restore the physical body back to health from cancer? Because I'm assuming that cancer is a result of the neurotoxin. So if you pull out the dead bone, or what do you do that actually reverses the cancerous process?
Well, it's a process that we do. It's very complicated sometimes. Sometimes it's pretty easy. But main thing, you got to get rid of the source of the neurotoxin. So if it's a root canal or if it's anaerobic bacteria underneath an old crown.
Okay, let's say you do have anaerobic bacteria under an old crown. Do you go in and have your crowns taken out? Do you get your mercury taken out?
Absolutely. You take the crown out and you'd be surprised how many crowns have been crowned over mercury. So we do everything, get all the metal out. The mercury does not cause cancer. We prove that, but you don't want mercury because it does depress the immune system.
I want to tell you something. I had my mercury taken out, and they tried to take out half of it in one day on one side of my mouth, and I ran into the door frame, and I made them actually take out the other. My body responded so strongly to it. It was astounding.
Oh, yes, very dangerous stuff. And, you know, you learn that in high school chemistry, I bet.
And then I also took a particular substance that I drank for another month that pulled any of the stuff out of my body, and I went through some really important changes, including an increase in IQ.
Absolutely. We have seen some crippled people, as soon as you pull that root canal out and get rid of the mercury, literally their crippledness went away. Okay, this is just incredible. Our dentist can tell you one story after another about these things. So it's incredible what we've done to ourselves. It's incredible what money has done to us. Root canals are very profitable. They're profitable even in Ecuador, but they do not have organized medicine in Ecuador. They do not have organized dental system. So
we say thank God, right?
Oh, thank God for that.
thank God.
But it makes it much easier down there to deal with, and we're teaching the people what to do to be cancer-free. And it is possible to create a complete nation without cancer, which is what we want to do in Africa.
Well, also, you said something else, and I'm trying to rush a whole bunch of stuff in here, so forgive me if I jump in here with you a bit from time to time. But you had also, because I'm going to open this up so that the rest of the team can ask you questions in a minute, now that I've gotten some of my deepest interest addressed. I'm very interested in people with Alzheimer's. And at the end, you came and visited our Science and Technology Committee, House Committee, and I really appreciated that, by the way. And thank you, Bill Hargraves, for inviting this gentleman. And just towards the end of that discussion that we had, you mentioned that Alzheimer's, and I've lost a few friends to Alzheimer's, you know? And you were saying that if it's caught early enough, that could be reversed too, and I was wondering if you could just address that for a moment or two.
Well, we have found that literally every degenerative disease, the traditional medical system is set up to treat bacterial type diseases. Alzheimer's is not a bacterial disease. Okay, Lou Gehrig's is not bacterial. Parkinson's, all of these.
Can you get Lou Gehrig's too?
Pardon me?
Can you get Lou Gehrig's disease, too?
If we catch it early enough, and plus because we know what's causing it. There are root canals, cavitations, bad cramps.
It's causing
all of these degenerative diseases. We know it for sure, and I've seen some remarkable changes in just fixing that and detoxing
the
body.
Okay, I've got one more. I have one more to ask you before I turn you over to the team for really good questioning. I have old lady skin at this point. Do you know what I mean when I say old lady skin?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for my old lady skin?
Well, there's something I'm experimenting with now. I've done my first month. I've got two more months. And we'll give it 90 days.
Yeah.
That I'm taking, and I'm already seeing incredible results.
And it's called what?
It's something that I'm working on right now. This is rather incredible because originally I was in anti-aging research. I never intended to get into cancer. I just wanted to keep the baby boomers young and healthy and happy, and I knew I'd be greatly rewarded because I'm not a baby boomer. I'm beyond them. So that was my plan originally. So I'm still, you know, very interested in anti-aging because I'm getting up there too. You know, I'm 68 years old and And I really would enjoy living 150
years. Yeah. I'm totally, and we could.
Yeah. No reason why we can't. We gotta kill this food chain that's going on.
My 71st birthday is August the 18th, okay? And I started feeling old, and so I decided to take up racquetball again.
Yeah.
And it's really been good. In fact, I played this morning at 5:30, and I'm really good. I'm like better than I was when I was playing it 20 years ago, and I'm not playing it competitively. I'm just playing it to be engaged, and I've got a friend that I play with, and it's just an amazing experience. So I really think that so much of what we go through, you had pointed out that certain things are not degenerative diseases. They're caused by bone being left in the mouth or whatever. So with that team, look at what this guy has, the possibility of this guy, Kelby or Ken or CW, is there any way you'd like to engage this guy? And by the way, when you want to talk CW, you should tell them about the emergency kit you put together.
Well, Dr. Dowling, this is CW, and you want me to talk about the emergency kits?
I want him to engage. I want him to know the resource of what you've done and how we're going to revamp the kits and all of that kind of stuff. And is there anything he thinks should be in it, you know?
Dr. Dowling, what Val's referring to is my core business, and I have a small company called EMS Global One, which is a emergency management system, and part of that system is putting together emergency kits for the home. And we've actually been studying this for nearly 20 years, and a lot of people think it's just as simple as throwing a few things together and following the Red Cross guidelines, and they feel protected. And it's really much more than that. And even Kelby, I think, can lend to that, because him and his mother does a fantastic job in their own personal emergency management supplies in their
lives. Do they have them too?
Well, Kelby's done a good job making his own. Kelby,
really? How do you, Kelby?
Yeah, Kelby's got some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm good for probably about a year for food and. I have stuff that pulls the water out of the air. I have.
Oh, you got one of those machines?
Yeah, it's actually much simpler than a lot of people think. I just go down to Home Depot, spend $150, and get a reverse humidifier.
Yeah, it can. That pulls the water right out of the air.
That is incredibly clever.
And it makes 10 gallons a day, so I got enough for my family. You have to run it full time, so you have to think about solar. We have solar solutions. We have portable solar solutions. We have.
What is a portable solar solution?
They cost anywhere from $500 to $5,000. We have a couple backpacks. We're able to just grab a backpack and go. We open it up, and it provides power to a battery, and the battery provides the power to computers, whatever.
You know, the next time we have a jubilee, and Robert, if you're still in town, we'll invite you.
Yeah.
The next time we have a jubilee, why don't we do a demonstration of this, of the emergency medical pack and stuff like that? Because it's a thing, and people are interested in it. They really are. I get a lot of comment on it.
Yeah. The one thing that is for me the most important is you're in your vehicle so often, and CW will attest to this. You always have to have a good 2 weeks supply of food and water and shelter and your daily use stuff in your vehicles. And so that's
two candy bars is what I had. Just what can I tell you?
This is where Kelby's got it right.
Yeah, he does. It's embarrassingly how right he is.
As I mentioned before, if you just follow the Red Cross guidelines, you're just tipping the tip of the iceberg. Because what they'll tell you is get a few days of supplies together. Sometimes they'll say seven. But Kelby's got it right. Make no mistake, the higher the population area, the denser the population area that you live in, the more preparation you're going to need. Because in a catastrophic event where you're shut off from supply lines, it's going to, because of the dense population, it's going to take authorities or rescuers longer to get to you. So you need to be
prepared. I get it. So emsco.org, right?
emsco.org. You bet.
Can they buy them there?
Yeah. And for the record, I bought the majority, if not all, my stuff from CW. and emsco.org.
Yeah, and you know, I've got his four-pack, Kelby.
You got to ask him about the box of bars that can feed a family for 3 or 4 weeks.
And do you have that?
Oh, yeah. Kelby has that, and his mom has that.
Well, how come you don't ever mention that?
Well, you have them in your kit, but this is where forethought and the research that Kelby and his mother went to, they realized just having a bag of supplies isn't enough. Having one emergency grab-and-go bag, it's great to have. And if you had nothing else, it's a lifesaver.
I have an idea. We should ask Dr. Dowling. Dr. Dowling, what would you want to see in an emergency bag?
Well,
some you think might be missing.
Sounds like he has it pretty well thought out. I don't know that I can make any recommendations.
I can. Wouldn't you like a glass of wine in there?
Yeah, that would be nice.
See, you like red wine or white wine?
I don't.
No, wait, CW, I told you this would happen if I found the right person. Do you like white wine or red wine? Huh? You like red wine, Kelby?
Sure, but I would.
How about a little split of champagne with a little cooling pack?
We'd have to be careful because the wine won't store well in high heat.
No. They order there's the deluxe kit with a Cristal in it. Okay, a little split of Cristal.
Oh my Lord!
I was thinking that my birthday is coming up, so I tend to think in terms of if you wanted to give me a birthday present. Julie Newmar gave me a bottle of Cristal for my birthday last year. Somebody else gave me Chanel No. 5. I'd like you to know that those people were right on the money. Okay, right on
like
the money.
Boone's Farm? Like Boone's Farm? Do you like Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm apple wine. I suppose if I was drunk enough.
Oh my! Here's what I was thinking. It's strange what came to me when Dr. Dowling was asked the question. What immediately came to me was electrolytes. You can buy small bottles of electrolytes that you can put a couple of drops in your water or your drink.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Electrolytes alone can help keep your body it doesn't cure anything, but it keeps you healthy.
You guys, we haven't given away an emergency kit in a long time, and I think we should give away an emergency kit. And furthermore, you have to put on the title bar that you want the emergency kit, and if there's anything special you want added to a kit, put it in there because we'll use this as we're creating a special emergency kit just for our American Cafe, which is our Saturday show, and Waking Up in America listeners. And it definitely I really think there should be a pouch of wine in there for people that want it, or a pouch of apple juice or something like that, so that emergencies aren't always just tragic things, that you're actually having a party and you're celebrating that a change is happening. You know? I actually was in the Bel Air, not the Bel Air, the Malibu fires. Did you ever see those on TV?
I've seen them. I didn't know it had reached you, though.
Oh, I got evacuated by the fire department on a bullhorn and all that kind of stuff. And then we went down to the bottom of the hill and we watched all the houses. The fire would just travel down the hill and then it would just pop, okay? And we decided to celebrate it, that it was a new beginning. And I, at the time, could have just as easily lost my house. It turns out that the fire burned all around it. It didn't. And the truth of the matter was I was disappointed that it hadn't taken the house down.
I wanted to ask Dr. Dowling a question regarding the bacteria. It's no secret, Val and Dr. Dowling, that this bacteria causes these illnesses. And it's also no secret that they love to survive in a non-oxygen environment. And this is one of the things I think you were talking about. Now, I was thinking there's probably a number of ways that we could pump oxygen in the cells. Could you increase the pH balance in your body, get it up to all the way up to 9.5 at some point, or possibly get into a hyperbaric chamber treatment program of some sort? Would that work, Dr. Dowling?
No. And there's a reason why it doesn't work, because this has been tried, all types of oxygen therapy and hyperbaric units. The reason it doesn't work is these areas do not have a blood supply.
Ah, okay, got it.
So it's got to have, you have to have a blood supply to the area. If it had a blood supply, you wouldn't have this problem.
I heard it didn't like cold, and that one of the things they had done is drop body temperatures down lower.
Actually, it's just the opposite. For cancer, we bring the body temperature up very, very. This is what fever is all about. This is why traditional medicine, as soon as you get to 100 degrees, they want to give you an antibiotic. You know, the body's just trying to kill something.
Just trying to fight it off.
So we take the body up pretty hot using the cool-down intravenous type methodology. So basically, if you get in a hyperbaric type chamber, it'll literally just clean out all the cancer. But you know, that's just one process. But no, these areas, that's why they're anaerobic. That's why they're there, because there's no oxygen and you can't get it to them.
You can't send in little spaceships.
Otherwise, you can just give antibiotics and it kill them, because the antibiotics will go through the bloodstream, go into the area, and it kill them. But no, it doesn't work. That's the problem.
No, that don't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No, I watched. Do you know who Jason Winters is?
Who's that?
I like Jason Winters. I was thinking exactly the same thing, and I was thinking about. You know what we're supposed to say and not say, but I know that Jason Winter developed that tea when he had a serious health problem.
Yep, he did develop that tea, but I watched him take, he had a small tumor above his eye, and he had asked his doctor to treat it with an injection of tea tree oil, 100% tea tree oil, and the doctor refused to do that. And I just happened to be in his office that day, when he came back from the doctor. He had stopped by a medical supply, got the correct needle, and I watched this guy inject tea tree oil into a tumor, small tumor about the end of your thumb, in his just above his eye.
Really?
And a few days later, it was gone.
What would you do with it in the tea tree oil?
I don't know. I was going to ask Dr. Dowling if he knew anything about that.
Well, you can inject just about anything into a tumor that small and it'll die, but tea tree oil is a very powerful, natural substance. I mean, you can put Drano in it and it'll kill it too, and it's not going to hurt you. So, you know, many ways to kill surface tumors. We've got a salve that the man who developed it spent 5 years in jail for, is just now getting out.
And what did he spend 5 years in jail for?
For developing a salve that actually kills all skin cancer. It does it very effectively, and I just talked to him. He's out on with a chain around his leg for right now until they release him. But I mean, this guy,
God,
that's another story.
Get the grand jury to go after him.
Well, you know, what happened is he moved to Ecuador. That's how I got there, and CIA came down and tried to kidnap him. It's a long story, so I won't get into it, but... You know, it's criminal what's going on, and we're all...
Yeah, it's totally, we're told, we know it. A lot of people are knowing it now, too.
It's so hopeless, you know, if we stay in this present system. And
well, you can't. That's why we're re-inhabited the Republic. And, you know,
yeah.
Kelby has got some call numbers and things like that people can call. But, you know, I was talking to somebody just yesterday, Dr. Dowling, and I'm saying, look, my choice was being angry all the time or moving over to a republic that's re-inhabited the Constitution. And, you know, we started at 1,350 people. CW and I were down in Orange County. He was driving around all over the state getting our 50 people for our, was it 50 people for our state, I think?
Yes.
That you had to sign up? And then the paperwork wasn't right, and he had to do it all over again. And in 49 other states, the same things were happening, and we did it. And we went to Utah, and we re-inhabited the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States. And there we are, you know? We did it. lowercase u. So we are legitimate, and I don't know how many people are with us now. We try to get people to estimate, and I've heard anywhere between 3,000 and 30,000, okay? But what I do know is that even if it's 3,000, that's a lot more than the 1,350 people, but I believe it's a lot more than that, truthfully, because we're all over the place now. So well, it's our desire to have you here and be able to say what's cured and what isn't cured. That's our desire. And Ken Cousins, what would you like to say to this guy?
Well, I don't know if I'd like to say anything specific to the doctor, but I have a few things to add to the conversation. As we all know, the United States today is pursuing a systematic and organized criminal pursuit, basically defined as genocide, and any and all things that that do promote health and well-being are being attacked systematically. So, yes, I absolutely concur. I'm sure we all do that the Republic is the safe haven for people like the doctor and other people to bring their technologies in for lawful protection. For example, here's my current gripe, if you will. I met a man a year ago. His name is Dan Smith. His website is projectgreenlife.com. It could be .org. I'll check in a minute. But anyways, he, about 3-4 years ago, got involved with Jim Humble, who discovered what's called MMS, Mineral Miracle Solution, or Miracle Mineral Solution, which is an extremely simple formula. You take sodium chloride, you add citric acid, it produces chlorine dioxide in the system, which basically creates a magnetic attraction for any low resonance or low magnetic microbial pathogen. It attracts it, and basically it rips the outer orbital shell of the electron shell of the pathogen and basically implodes it or explodes it. He has, in fact, I just was with somebody, a member of our California Republic, who said he cured himself of appendicitis in 4 hours. He was
good,
like,
Lord.
He was on his bed, you know, in normal situations, he would be going to the knife and surgery. The next day, he was walking around, bouncing around. He was fine. It basically, you know, it would be a complement or a corollary to what the doctor is discussing.
It's called, again, what is it called?
Miracle Mineral Solution, MMS.
I'm going to actually Google it while you're talking, and then we can...
Yeah, I mean, you will. Jim Humble was an explorer. He was in South America. He had a friend with him who contracted malaria or something like that. He didn't have much in the way of a, you know, emergency kit, but he had a couple of simple compounds, and he was experimenting, and he ended up discovering this. He cured his friend there. He has this product, which would cost somebody about $10 to $20 for a year's supply, which, by the way, I would recommend be included in every emergency kit.
Yeah, I get it, boy.
It's stable until you mix the two solutions. They're both stable, and once ingested into the body, it actually goes inert within 30 minutes. So,
wow.
There's a lot
of stuff on it.
Jim Humble is currently living out of the country for the same reasons. He got chased out. He estimates that perhaps upwards of 4 million people have used it in one way or another. He has gone into the country of Mali and applied it to over 100,000 people successfully with malaria. You know, be a perfect complement to our Dr. Rutledge's program. So anyways, back to Dan Smith. I met him about a year and a half ago. And Dan had kind of stumbled into it. Long story made short, he became one of the world's largest producers of the product and was distributing it in a very low-key, direct kind of distribution structure. Probably had 50,000 people accessing it. And exactly last August, he was raided by the FDA. And they tried to come down on him hard. He talked to me, and I recommended first, I said, come into the Republic. Unfortunately, I don't think he did that, but he did follow some of my advice, which was to create a private membership organization where people access it, not in the public in commerce, but simply as a private membership function. And he did that. He reorganized everything. He sent notice to the FDA. Well, there's a punchline here that's not very good. But anyways, he noticed the FDA and all the rest of it and was going along fine. And about 3 to 4 weeks ago, about 30 heavy-duty militarized SWAT team FDA agents and raided his home. He was away. His wife was in the house. They took virtually everything, all the way down to they actually found dinar that he was
They took his dinar as well?
They took his dinar. They took computers. They took everything and anything to cripple him, to stop him from doing this, even after he had noticed them and they did not respond that he was going private. Unfortunately, he may not, he lost contact with me, so I don't know if he covered every base that he needed to. And
Unfortunately, it's gone way too far, but there's recourse, isn't there?
Well, of course. And, you know, the point is, you know, Dr. Vowles, you know, I have on my personal path, I have over 35 years of exposure and focus in the, you know, alternative healing world and health and all of that. And I know it really boils down to there are simple things like what the doctor is talking about, what this product is, that we can, you know, re-bolster people's health, we can cure people. And I'm so happy that here we are not in the United States on this program, and we can say the word cure, that nasty four-letter word, yes,
and we can
indeed
put a D on the end of it.
And cured. And yes, indeed, there are cures for every known disease. And people, if you're out there and you're dealing with things, step one, come into the Republic. Step two, get organized at the local and the national level. And let's start protecting these pioneers like Dan and the doctor and Jim Humble, who have brought things forward that we can cure.
Right on, and you rock can. Go for it.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, Dr. Val, you started your rant today about wanting to.
Right on.
You said about the federal government. Well, I think what we need to do is focus on specific agencies, the FDA, the AMA, et cetera, for their criminal actions.
Okay, you do the FDA. I'll do the FDA with you, and I will also do, I want friends to do the Treasury with me, the Treasury Department, okay?
Okay, fine. But the bottom line is we're dealing with criminals whose intent is to destroy life. And we are life. The Republic is the renewal of life, and on an individual basis and a collective. And come on, people, time is a wasting. Let's get moving, get off your butt, come into the Republic, and let's start putting this together because time is short and these maniacs are running rampant and we have to stop them.
None of legitimate carbure and a mouse. Don't let them grind you down. And it begins with a B, that word.
So that's my rant for the day. And thank you, Doctor, for your work. And, oh, by the way, Val, I do have some bad news, but maybe today is good news that could come of it, is our good friend Leo Delgado. I just ran into him for the first time in a couple of weeks. You know, we talk on the phone a lot.
I hadn't
seen him in 6 months. Well, he's got a big grapefruit-sized tumor on his neck, and we've got to get him linked to the doctor because he's just about to.
Oh, I'll send him an email and give him your number, Dr. Dowling.
Okay.
He's a very precious man, and we need to take care of him. Ken, thank you so much. And Kelby, I know you've got a little treat for people, along with the times that the different calls are on and things of that nature. I know that you've been doing some special work as Secretary of Housing.
Well, the President asked us to do a couple things. One is to focus on our specific job function, and to supply him with a budget and some various different things that he needs to do his job. And the office that I oversee is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And quite honestly, Dr. Val, I just I'm coming at this from a point of how do I deal with this massive issue of foreclosure, this massive issue of fraud with loans. What a lot of people don't understand is their loan is prepaid because their signature
they know that their signature is worth a lot?
Yeah, their signature is worth everything. And so if they actually read the loan documents and they went through and understood the fraud that is at every level, not only in the medical, it's in the financial aspect of our lives, and we need to take that back. And so what we're working on is a massive, what we will call captive, and we're going to create one for each republic state or several for some of the larger states, in foreign countries that will be bring in private capital for the express purpose of taking debt out of the public, bringing it into republic, and automatically they will have a certain percentage of years off of their mortgage, number one. Number two, and for simply referring people to the republic and who put their debt into the republic, they'll get an additional year off their mortgage, all the way up to 27 years just by referring people to the republic. So it does a couple things. It allows us to pick up the debt load of the people, wipe out any bankruptcy foreclosure issues they might be having, and it also allows them the opportunity to simply refer people and wipe out even more of their own personal debt. So it's going to be an awesome chain.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It really does, but it's doing nothing more than the same hypothecation method that they do in the public.
Now, some people don't know what a hypothecation is.
It's taking a debt instrument. Debt is valuable. People think, how can a mortgage note be valuable? Well, it is for many different reasons, but the main reason is because our system of money is a debt-based system. It has no financial backing whatsoever at this point. As a matter of fact, the contract that the Federal Reserve had from 1910 to 2010 has been canceled, and that's why they're monetizing the debt right now, doing these quantum easing one, quantum easing two, which are these basically printing up more money and putting it into the system to make people think that they're still in command, still in power, still in control, and everything is okay. Well, what that ultimately does to the economy, it will implode it, crash it, bring interest rates through the roof, and it's doing what is in the inevitable right now.
It was supposed to do this, wasn't it? I mean, wasn't the whole desire to actually bankrupt the American people?
The American people have been bankrupt since the inception. It's not about bankrupting the American people. It's about bringing this debt ceiling above this whatever $15 trillion or wherever it's at.
You haven't heard about the $16 trillion that they loaned unauthorized foreign banks, obviously, which then turns this whole conversation into about $28 trillion or
That's considered unfortunately, it's probably considered an asset on their books, and so they wouldn't consider that a debt liability necessarily. But talk about the Social Security, the Medicare, the food stamps programs, the retirement, basically here in California we have the teacher's retirement program. All that is unpaid liability to the federal government. Both state and federal are one. The states are sub-corporations of the federal corporation. So all that unpaid liability goes up into the $250 trillion range. So when a bank gets on and says, I need you to raise the debt ceiling, well, we're not going to be able to get 70 million or 80 million checks out to the people. And, you know, the reality is what he's saying is that the people of the world don't trust the dollar anymore. We can't sell our bonds. We have to print our own money again, which is reducing all the debt that we have out there, which is pissing off all our debtors because we're just printing money out of thin air and putting it into the marketplace again so that you guys can continue to have home loans that you think belong to you, but they don't. They actually belong to us, and when you default on them, we're going to take all your property.
It's absurd, isn't it, really?
This whole thing is a ruse. So the Republic is putting systems into place that people will be able to fall back on, and we're very close to monetization of the security gold behind the captive on a massive level that will allow us to cut checks on any level to the bankers to pull the money pull the homes out of the public, bring them into the private, and ultimately save the home.
That's really an oh my God kind of thing. That's amazing that can be done now. Look at the options that are available that people don't even know about.
Well, let me, do you mind if I talk about the calls real quick? I'll take 30 seconds.
No, that'd be a really good idea. Let people know how to get in on this.
Well, right now we have a few calls. We have a call on Sunday. It's the training for the founding documents. The phone number to that call, you can find us on the homepage of republicfortheunitedstates.org, republicfortheunitedstates.org. Go down to the bottom. You'll see the call information in the bottom right corner. Training for the founding documents is Sunday. The Republic prayer call is Monday at 5:30. The recruiting call for new people is Wednesdays at 6 p.m. That's tonight, Pacific time. And Thursdays, we call it the roundtable, Meet the Leadership of the Republic. So you know that there's thousands of people, and Dr. Val, it is in the range of 10 to 12,000 probably active people participating in assemblies and groups across this nation, building the Republic. Many of these republics do not want to make their information known, and many do.
I don't think that's so funny. You know, I'm sorry, but if you're standing up for something, I think you should stand up for it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but it's one of those things where we don't care. What we want to see is the states get organized, and we want to see the counties get organized. And if the people come into Republic and join the Republic, the people have the strength, and that's the bottom line. And when they realize the truth of the entire charade, all the way to what the doctor's saying about the medical aspect and the health aspect, well, it goes all the way down to the financial aspect, it goes down to the debt aspect, it goes down every aspect of what people thought is not true. We are not a democracy, we are a republic. And we re-inhabited this republic for the United States that was vacated in 1861 under President Lincoln. We put it back together as a nation of people. Now we're sitting in those seats, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
And, you know, it's so funny because we were all born for this, honest to God. You know, I was drawing pictures of Abraham Lincoln when I was a kid because I just really totally admired him. I'm looking at the call information, actually. Training Foundation Documents, Sunday, 6 Pacific Standard Time, 9 Eastern. The conference call number is 424-203-8000. Once again, 424-203-8000. The code is 819054. Okay, that's the, when he says Training Foundation Documents, he's talking about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So that's what we're learning about, what's actually there. It's kind of like reading Einstein and finding out that he's a real spiritualist and you think it's about something else, it's not. You'll be really pleased with what you find, and also we're upgrading those conversations so that they are relative to the 21st century. We have a Republic prayer call also on Mondays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and that call code is 712-432-0075, and the code number is 359-789. Once again, 359-789. Our We the People call is on Wednesdays at 6 Pacific. Once again, 424-203-8000. It's the same number as the Training Foundation and Documents call. Code 819054. And then we have a leadership meeting on Thursdays, and it's a good place to go because you can find all kinds of interesting conversations there. The people that are in the Republic are alive, active, and participating, and that's a wonderful thing. The call for that Thursday call is 712-432-0075, code 851-350. Want to just give you some referrals. For one of them is for Leo Delgado, who helps people save their homes if you're in dire straits. I just got a friend of mine tagged me and said, thank you, he saved my home for me. He saved mine too. Leo Delgado's number is 855-719-7770. That's 855-719-7770. And I think would be, call him and see what he has to say. The guy's outrageously good. want to find out what your rights are as a person who's a sovereign, you can actually enjoy Tad Patterson's work, and you can find out about what he's been doing, and he's got himself some people that are working the accepted for value very well, and there's just all kinds of good stuff going on over at Tad's place. He has Tim Turner's online seminars, he has freedom documents, and he has a year's worth of question and answers, and the guy is on the edge of things. And you want to send me an email at val@mailhouse.com for more information on that, and I'll forward that off to Tim. CW and I have had quite a bit of peach tea, and we're not finished yet. And as we're ending the program today, CW, I thought you, I want to toast. I don't think you have your peach tea with you because I think you're on the run, and all I can say is too bad, put it in your thermos. I'm sorry.
So no, I don't have it with me, but I do have it available. Always on the go, but I've been so on the go that I didn't even have a chance to make a cup today.
I know, and I feel bad about it because I've teased you about it, and I realize that it's a sensitive issue, especially with that tea being as good as it is.
It's excellent. We recommend everybody try, especially during this. We're getting into the hot season, and it's very hot in the Midwest, and there's nothing more refreshing than to have an ice-cold Jason Winter's peach tea.
Yeah,
I've eaten some ice cubes out of it. You add some peach to it. Man, I tell you what, it's extremely refreshing, and it's good for you.
Yes, it is. And I'm telling you, my guests have been impressed. I say, and would you like some tea? And they go, oh, my God, this tastes like peach tea. And I go, you got it. And they smile. So it's the perfect time for it. And Dr. Dowling, I just want to thank you for being with us today. Thank you for joining us on the Science and Technology Committee. Thank you for your life, sir, and for the quality of what it is that you do. And as Ken Cousins said earlier, we actually live in the Republic so you can stay cured here. Are you still there, sir? Perhaps not. Hey, what can I tell you? He's curing people, and that's what's important. And there are other people that know how to cure people, too, and I really like the word cured. So, Ken Cousins, Kelby Smith. And by the way, Ken Cousins, congratulations. I understand you had an outstanding seminar. Ooh, there's the music. You can hear that music. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, Jason Winter T. A big thanks to Tad Patterson. Hey, Ron Hayes, you rock, our research assistant. Also to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, and our new director, Mike. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. And as I say, Brad, thank you for good job today. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And if you want that emergency kit, say, I want that kit in the bar. Go over to wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our alerts. And, hey, Sidious, Altius, Fortius, and join us next week. And let's just go get them. And say stop. Let's grab them by the collar and say enough.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.